Proclamation number 6448 of 10th of January, 1956. Receiving the truth requires detachment from the past. A ray of light emanates from me which can never be darkened, but which also relentlessly uncovers and illuminates everything that would rather remain hidden, that cannot tolerate the bright light. And this is the characteristic of the truth from God, that it gives bright light to the one who is in darkness and longs for light. That a person attains complete enlightenment, which now also gives the ability to judge, to distinguish truth from error. Although every human being claims to possess the truth when he wants to defend his own spiritual knowledge, but as long as there are still unanswered questions, as long as the meaning and purpose of what happens on earth is not comprehensible, and as long as the human being does not yet possess knowledge of my eternal plan of salvation, it is impossible for him to live in truth, for this gives him brightest knowledge about everything. And this truth can only be conveyed to people by me, who am truth itself. And Roman 1, in turn, can only convey it to those who are so filled with desire for truth that they open themselves to me for the sake of pure truth and allow me to give to them what cannot be supplied to them from another side. And they must free themselves from all spiritual knowledge they have received so far. They must not be burdened with knowledge which they are not willing to relinquish. They must acknowledge me myself as the only source and come to the source hungering and thirsting but not with a filled stomach. For I will not give delicious food to those who are already satiated, who have already received their nourishment elsewhere. I will feed the hungry and the thirsty, I will give a pure bread and a fresh water to those who need food for their souls. And this food will always be for their recovery when they are sick, it will give strength to those who are weak. But it would have no life-awakening effect on those who come to me with a full stomach. Do you understand this comparison? Only very few people are willing to free themselves from preconceived opinions, from spiritual knowledge which they have acquired intellectually or which has been implanted into them through human teachings, through an exchange of thoughts with people who walk in error, for which people's deep spiritual state and their spiritual darkness is the explanation. But if the human being wants to stand in truth, then I require him to completely turn away from what he had previously accepted as spiritual knowledge. I demand that he comes to me with an empty heart and lets me fill it and that he no longer eats any food other than that which I now offer him. For the pure truth from me does not tolerate any human accessory, and my source of life will close itself to him who does not fulfill my conditions. And surely you humans can understand that I know about the innermost emotions of the human heart and that no human words can deceive me. Yet the ray of my light will ignite in every person and spread bright light again if he desires to know the truth. And he will be able to judge what does not correspond to the truth. But the former will not even be able to recognize the truth because the pure light will be outshone by dazzling light, which I certainly allow because the human being's will itself gives rise to it. These people will increasingly lose themselves in erroneous thinking yet always cling to it more tenaciously, for darkness fights against light, and especially in the time of the end when a ray of love, the truth from me, brightly illuminates the activity of the one who is against the truth. And this battle is fought by you humans yourselves. You alone decide whether you live in truth or in wrong thinking. For you can receive the truth from me at any time if you do what I ask. Truly come to me hungering and thirsting in order to receive the nourishment for your souls from me. Then it will become light in you and you will see brightly and clearly that I am the eternal truth myself. Amen.